know, Christine's place, and she said she quit school. She quit teaching school on account of the, by the SWATs. She said, because now the white children was really crazy about her. But she said she see it was going to come to a bad end. She just quit teaching.
How come there aren't any whites that come down?
Hmm?
How come there aren't any whites that come to this site?
Well, that's a big question you ask. Now, they don't want to associate with us, all of them, tell you. Because it was one white lady I worked for, used to work for. She came over there one day where I was at, and she came over there. So this man comes by here selling fish, and I was telling him about it. He asked me, could he eat over there? I told him, I said, sure, you can come over there and eat. Well, he said, he hadn't been over there yet. Now, over in West Monroe, there was a site over there.
I was over there. But there was only one colored person.
They don't let them eat over there.
They couldn't turn them away, though.
Yes, they do. They turn them away. Now, I tell you what happened.
Really?
Because, now, I didn't make the trip.
But it's a government-sponsored program.
That's right. But the government don't know what's happening.
Huh.
See what I mean? Now, we got one white man. He said he's going to report all this. Now, a part of the site went to, I think they went to Shreveport last year, the first of this year, one.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the bus, they caught the bus over here on Oliver Road over here. And wouldn't a white person get on the bus with the colored people? They all there got stampede, so, they wouldn't get on the bus, so they called in for another bus. And all the white got on in.
So what did the director say about all this?
They don't say nothing, because they all in for it. That's right. They all in for it. Now, when we went to Baton Rouge, I think we went to Baton Rouge this coming Tuesday, be 4 weeks. Well, we all went on the same bus then, but I don't know how it happened. I don't know. They just don't want to associate with us. I don't know what they think us is. We're human just like they is.
How would the colored people down at this site feel if... I know you wouldn't care, but I don't guess you'd care if whites came.
We would be very proud.
That's how everyone there would
feel? That's right. We don't care. Now, just like I told the white lady, Miss Alice Clinton, I went to see her oldest boy baptized.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have went if he just wanted me to go. I wasn't good enough to go into church.
When was this?
That had been about 3 years ago.
They wouldn't let you in the church?
I sit back in a little room. That's right. Because now the boys, I raised them boys. I raised a baby from 5 months old. He's 10 years old now.
Uh-huh.
I raised the other boy from 5 until he was 14. But now both of them sat with their arms around my neck. So when I was coming on home, I told him, I said, now listen, let me tell y'all something. I said, if you ever come to my church, St. Luke, I said, you know what? I said, come just straight on into church. I said, if you want to go up on the front, it's you. If you want to go up in the pulpit, it's you. I said, now that's how we is. I said, we don't want you to come there sitting back like you ain't human. Come on into church with us.
Why don't you take it to court about the
well,
Council on Aging?
It's going to be brought up.
Well, they couldn't get funding.
It's going to be brought up. Mr. Humphrey, another white man that's...